And welcome back to Afterburn After Hours. We are back at the table with the group, the brains, the brawn, and all in between.
Which one am I?
You pick. I ain't getting trapped. You ain't trapping me. I've been married for a while. I don't answer those questions.
Let's throw beauty in there.
All right, the triple B's. Got it.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to be all three?
No.
Oh, okay. What one? Wait, hold on. Now I'm curious. What one are you leaving out? Beauty, brawn, or brains?
Which one am I not?
Which one are you leaving out? You said you want to be all three.
Oh,
what are you eliminating?
I'll take all three.
Oh, triple okay. Threat. Yeah, okay. Well, there we go.
Just chilling.
Yeah. Matt's like, I got it all. That's okay. All right. So last time this group was on, we talked about the past and present transformation challenge. And now we're talking about we've come up to the end and we're about to finish, or you're going into your last week, and we got to talk about what's next, because what's next is not the next 5 days when you weigh in. Some people might think so. What are you laughing for?
That's funny. What? It's funny.
But that's the mentality.
I know, but it's like, if you think like, I'm going to do this in the future, is it usually within the next 5 days? No, y'all are procrastinators. So it's usually in the next like 2 months.
Yeah.
So why would you? That makes sense.
So you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Man, now I laugh. All right. So as we're talking about like what do we want to deliver to members and encourage them now that they've come to the end of this journey? Some of y'all worked extremely hard. Some of y'all pushed your limits. Some of y'all found out new things about yourself that you didn't know. Maybe you took some of our advice from our episode a couple of weeks ago, and now you have an ugly base pace. Or
it's a good thing to have.
It's a good thing to have. Or you took some more rest between sets and you're like, wow, I can actually lift heavier than I thought.
Got more juice in the tank.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So it's amazing. So I think now is what's the future hold? So TC's over now. At the end of this week, it's over. What's next? So Matt, what would you tell somebody?
I would come back to, I love the analogy that there is 6.5 TCs in a year.
Yep.
From a time standpoint. And so TC's over. Let's reevaluate our goal. Do we need to go in a different direction? And it's the best opportunity to learn, to adjust, to adapt, and have data there and have a coach walking you through it about the next steps and where to go.
So Becca, from your strength training background, somebody doesn't just do something for 8 weeks and they're like automatically better.
No.
Okay. You change up programs, program design changes as the season goes on or as it off season hits, but they don't have one program the entire year that they just stick with.
No.
Okay. So to what Matt just said, if we kind of break it up into seasons, there's essentially 6 seasons with inside of Orange Theory. So what season could they be moving into?
I guess, depending on what their goals are, there's a million different ways to decrease fat percentage. So if that was your goal and you did the prescription of all the Orange 60s and you put your body into that state to be able to lose body fat, it's a great opportunity to switch up and say in the next 8 weeks, let's go on to team build, as we would say, at Hodges, and start, because we can continue to work towards that goal just with a new strategy. And you know, what's the word I'm trying to say here? I'm sorry. Expose our body to a new stimulus for it to make those gains and get a very similar result, support your result in those ways. Because there's just so many ways within the body to manipulate something. So I would say, okay, what's our new strategy? What's our next strategy? Identify the areas that we want to continue to build and let's form a new strategy for it.
And it will probably thank you. Like your body. It's like, hey, cool. This is something different. It's something new. And for you, from a mental standpoint, it gets exciting again because it's something different and it's a new challenge. It's a new opportunity for you to kind of like, look at how you're doing things. And again, now we're almost a quarter into the year. So again, if you just started in January, you're 90 days in, this is when things start to get a little bit tough because it becomes the same thing if you're doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think the seasons thing is maybe you try for the next 8 weeks. Here's the thing. What's the worst that could happen? You're not going to gain weight.
Right. Your body's always changing. So even if you do, even if you're like, okay, it's time for a rest, and I'm not going to pick up all the bad habits that I lost over the 8 weeks, but I'm going to take a rest instead of going to Orange 60s 3 or 4 days a week. I'm going to pull back and just go to 2. So then you might gain some weight, but then you start to come back and you basically start the process over.
You know how to do it.
And you get back into it. Right. And you get better results, honestly, the next time, because you're more in tune with your body. You've been more present. You start to understand things a little bit differently, and you've identified what doesn't work. So you've made some adjustments. It's an ever change. Your body never stops changing.
Right.
It never, especially if you're a female, your hormones are literally on a 4 week cycle and it just never stops changing. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's not like Allie said earlier, there's no finish line.
Yeah. So we'll segue into you now.
I mean, right into the finish line. I think you have to self-evaluate. And if that last day of transformation challenge feels like a big relief of like, oh God, thank God it's over, then something needs to change, because whatever you did was not sustainable long-term. Mm-hmm. And ending transformation challenge shouldn't feel like a relief. It should feel like, man, like I've got some gas in the tank. I've got some good habits. I feel like I can keep going. If you feel like you need a big change in the stance of like, I can't do this anymore because I'm hangry all the time and I'm going to snap at my husband 24/7 and my kids want to drive me up a wall, self-evaluate, figure out what you were doing was probably too extreme and it's not sustainable on a long term. And then from there, we're going to find healthy habits that really support our daily life to where we feel like empowered to keep going and not thank goodness it's over. I think that's an important place to start. And then from there, you know, change up, maybe focus on your base pace 1 week. Maybe you focus on what weights I'm lifting on the weight floor in the next couple months, you know, whatever you need to do to keep yourself motivated inside the studio. But outside the studio, are your habits empowering you to keep going inside the studio?
I would say find the next thing.
Like work in your performance goals. I think that that's a great where like, don't focus so much on
the body,
end body and stuff like that. Like, let's play around, be more intentional with our training. So when we're coaching you on these different templates to hit different things, like, okay, how can I support my benchmark today or whatever it is? Yeah. I think that always gives you a new way to approach your workouts and approach your, cause it's training. I'm not just working out.
Yeah.
I'm training at that standpoint.
Yeah.
And that's really fun.
Yeah. We don't have to be doing a challenge to have a goal.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to evaluate, did you hit your goal? If you did, awesome. What's your next goal? If you didn't, why? Was the goal unattainable? Was it just not enough time to complete your goal? Are you on the way to your goal? Or maybe that goal is just not suitable for what you actually want anymore. Evaluate your goal and then set the next one. Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many coaches or how many members across the country, 1,200 some studios, thousands of coaches. I wonder how many members actually walk up to a coach during the wait for a block and they're like, hey, that's a little easy.
I've never had that happen.
Come give me a challenge, right? Because they expect the coach to automatically know.
Yeah.
I feel great today. I got a good night's sleep last night. I had all my meals in today. Like, we don't know that. And also I have two intros in class that this is their first time.
Yeah.
I got a 30-second treadmill block, right? And I'm trying to make all my touches.
Yeah.
But I'll guarantee 99%, because there might be one coach out there. Maybe his name's Joe. But Joe. That doesn't want that to happen. I think every other coach I would ask, like, hey, would you be excited if a member came up and was like, hey, this seems a little bit easy? They would be stoked.
Yeah.
Out of their mind doing cartwheels on the way over to tell you what the next thing is, right? Like, that would be, but I don't know if members don't do it because they don't think they have permission. Or they just don't think about it. Maybe they don't know there's the next thing, you know, like the TRX pull up today. Okay. There is a next thing. There's a next progression. Mm-hmm. They don't know, but maybe they're like, this is hard. Maybe this is where it stops, you know? So I think I would challenge members to have that conversation, even if it's in the middle of class. If your coach is in the middle of calling a 3-2-1, maybe that's not the right moment. But then the minute they say 3-2-1, then go.
Yeah. Coaches love when you talk to them.
And
it's a two-way street. We try really hard to challenge where we can challenge, but we're also not inside your brain. We're not inside of your body. So we also try to coach with empathy and we try to meet you where you're at. So we try to recognize, hey, maybe she's having a bad day. Today's not her day. but you might have just had a bad day at work, but you know that you actually want to be pushed today because you had a bad day at work. So from the outside, from a coach's perspective, we're trying to be empathetic and we don't want to push you too hard if you had an off day. When if you come up to us and say, hey, I had a really bad day today, like I want to just really lift some heavy weights. Mm-hmm. We are all for that. We will give you exactly what you need. But as much as coaches try hard to read your mind, we're not always mind readers.
This ain't Broadway. This isn't, let me watch the show and clap when they're done. This is interactive. This is the two-way street. This is a date, not Broadway show.
Yeah.
So dude, get involved. Like that's what I would encourage members is like, you know, like Becca said, if you haven't had the consultation and all the things, maybe it's time, you know, and maybe in class when you're like, dude, this is kind of easy. And you feel yourself thinking that, cause I know y'all think it, we all do. Go up and say something.
If you're bored, it's probably too easy.
Yeah.
Like if you're standing and you're like, man, I can't, if you're looking at the clock, it's probably too easy.
That, or you're just trying to grab a couple extra breaths. Like that's a hack. Yeah. That's like a member hack. Like, you know what they do? They're tired and they'll put their hands on their knees after they've done three rounds already. Yeah. And they'll look at the VVA. Like they're like, it changed.
I see that all the time. And I'm like, what is happening?
That and drink copious amounts of water throughout the entire block.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every exercise.
And then you got slushy guts when you get to the treadmill.
7 gallons of water. Yeah. Over the course of this block. I know you just want to run.
You filled your water bottle 19 times.
Or the good old shoe tie on the treadmill.
The shoe tie.
The shoe tie.
The shoe tie.
I love the one that was like, they look at the VVA. There's three exercises up there. You've already done them 6 times. I didn't change it yet. It's not a new block. I love that because I do it too sometimes.
I know you do.
Listen, if I'm taking class, I'm getting a lot of water.
Yeah.
I like when they just look at you. Some members are so bold with it that they're just standing and they're just looking at you.
Dude, Matt drinks like, so much water. You've seen like the they make fun of the Stanley Cups on like Instagram where they have like the big 5 gallons.
Oh my gosh. That's Matt during class. So
he drags his.
Oh, the big old hot. Yeah. Just so I can get a little extra rest.
Some guy, I saw one. This guy took like, you know, like the, like they're probably like 10 gallon drums or maybe like 50 gallon drums.
Oh, like those white ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a straw, like a massive straw in it. And he took it to, he was at a Planet Fitness and he took it there and he put the straw underneath the water fountain. He was like, dude, I'll be here for a month filling this thing up.
The straw is actually just a PVC pipe.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, exactly. Oh man, so funny. So anyways, I love the fact that they make fun of him because pretty much in a class, you'll guarantee there's like at least 3 Stanleys.
Oh, and the best is when they're, Stanley's like this full and then they go over to the water fountain to get some more water. I'm like, girl, it's full. I know you just want to waste the time till the end of the block.
This turned into a roast session.
But don't let it discourage you from drinking water. Hydrate.
So I'm going to use your word because I want to talk about, get back to the future. And I want to talk about maybe that's the person that got discouraged because they had maybe unrealistic expectations or they followed everything their coach said. I followed it to a T and 8 weeks came and my in-body, heaven forbid, looks worse. Okay. How do we help them move into the future? Like Matt said last episode, we've had people cancel over previous weight loss challenges and even transformation challenges.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah. So how do we take that person who doesn't understand why those things didn't happen and encourage them for the next 8 weeks? Because at that point, it's like, she's ready to break up with you. She can't stand the sight. She can't stand the sound of your name. You're not saving that relationship. How do we save it? How do we encourage them?
I think it starts with problem solving. Like,
okay, that's good.
Like, okay, you know, this is not obviously we didn't sabotage you on purpose here, but obviously, obviously there's something off, right? We missed the mark here. We found a way to not do this, but now we're one step closer to finding the right way to do it. So let's take an audit. Go back to that process that we did halfway through. Mm-hmm. Check in our blind spots. What areas of our life are not contributing to this goal right now? Or maybe there's something more serious that we need to address, right? Sure. Maybe we need to bring in some outside help or things like that. But as a member, it's important you give your coach the ability to help you do that. If you're just so upset over not getting your results, nobody has the the chance to help you problem solve at that point. Please keep in mind, members, we do not try to sabotage you. It is not our goal. It is not our intention. On the contrary, we're very excited to help you.
Yeah.
It's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
So give us a chance to do that. Remember, it's only 8 weeks. We got how many? Six and a half more.
I used my calculator.
to try again. And so we're one step closer to finding the right solution.
Yeah.
What are you telling somebody got discouraged?
Be honest with yourself. I'm always tough love, Allie. So I think when somebody comes to me and they say, I did everything you told me to do, Allie, and my scan looks worse, are you being honest with yourself? Or did you do it 90% of the time and the other 10%, you didn't? Did you give it your best effort? And are you being honest with yourself? Or are you just telling yourself what you want to hear? And on the flip side, you know, focus on the little wins of like, no, you didn't see your weight go in the direction that you wanted it to go, or your body fat percent, but you did come to class 4 times a week for more weeks in a row than you ever had before.
Mm-hmm.
So no, we didn't hit your original goal, but you had progress that's going to help support a future goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Matt?
So I've told this story many times and I'll try to keep it short. I don't love when members come to me with that, the discouragement, but I love to be able to tell the story. So my wife, college athlete, in shape, working out consistently out of college. That was part of her job, was to work out, right? In between her junior and senior year, she was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. And the reason why she found out she had the autoimmune disease is because she was always tired and her weight gain went up like crazy. Right. And which was unheard of because of the, what she was doing for fitness.
Sure.
Wise. Didn't make sense. Right. And so that began a 3 or 4 year process of her working her tail off in the gym, making small adjustments with nutrition and sleep and medications and all those things. And the scale never moved. Right. But she didn't stop. She kept going. Mm-hmm. Right. And then one day we found the right combination. And she lost, in the course of 2 years, 43 pounds of fat and just got shredded, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I say all that to say is it takes time to find the right combination. Mm-hmm. And that combination is not something you find on the first time. And so, you know, if there's somebody hopefully that's listening to this that is discouraged, it's utilizing your coaches to help them point you in the right direction to try new things, to maybe point you from a medical perspective, somebody to speak to,
mm-hmm.
you know, diving into those things. But it's the thing that kept her going throughout this entire process of being discouraged, because she's working her tail off and nothing's changing. And what do you see always is the physical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is she was working really hard and getting herself healthy, because she knew that 40, 50 years down the road, she still wanted to have that fitness. And so it was going back to the true why, which is more life, which is why we exist at Orange Theory, is we don't exist. Our motto is not best physiques, right? Those are things that come out of it, good physiques,
right.
It changes, but it's more life and it's working hard at those things and keeping the right perspective. So I tell that story to say, utilize your coaches to help you problem solve. But two, from a discouragement standpoint, we may not have just found the right thing for you. And we got to keep working at that. It's not a reason to quit.
Right.
It's a reason to work with your coach, to stay consistent, to realize what your true why is, and then hopefully the results come out of that. So I just want to share that story.
It's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
It's like, like if you get the border done and then you've got all the inside pieces sitting there and you're like, all right, I'm going to try this one. How many times is it the first piece that you try? I don't know. I like puzzles. So I'm like,
I was thinking something so different.
I love puzzles.
Yeah. My analogy was like, it's like dating. Like so many people go through so many people before they find their person. And like that person that is just all of the right things for them. But you don't stop dating after one person because they turned out to be not what you needed or not the person that you wanted. So why are you going to give up on your fitness goal just because it was a little bit hard once and it failed once? Like, at least you know what not to do.
Thomas Edison knows 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
He knows one way.
Yep. And I would say too, find out what season you're in. If you just went through 8 weeks of just 150%, then maybe you have to find out the throttle. What's maybe the next 8 weeks isn't 150%, and that's okay.
Yeah.
If it's 90%, still great.
Yeah.
You know, and because if the next 8 weeks ends up being 150 and the next 8 weeks, at some point you're going to just get burnt out. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn how to throttle ourselves. And I mean, I am 150% victim of that because mm-hmm. I'm full throttle all the time. And so I even have to figure out how to balance that throttle a little bit. And, you know, hey, maybe after my 600 attempt at the light bulb, I'm going to take a break. So I'm gonna take a week off because I'm gonna kill somebody.
Yeah. You
know? So after dating, maybe take a break because you're like, ah, man, I just can't take another disappointment. But I think it's
stay moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay moving.
Just keep moving. And to Matt's point, let's say you lost 5 pounds, but you wanted to lose 10 or 8 or whatever it was. Cool. If you keep that up for the next 6 weeks or six rounds or six seasons, 30. That's 30 pounds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you not think you're going to feel way different 30 pounds from now? Mm-hmm. No way, dude. 30 pounds from now. I think I read something that said every 10 pounds is 90 seconds in a mile. And that's, I think, was the difference of
conversion.
Yeah. So every 10 pounds is 90 seconds in a mile. So if you lose 10 pounds, 90 seconds faster. If you lose 10 pounds, you're 90 seconds
that's
faster.
That's wild.
That's a big difference at 20 pounds. That's 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, again, if you're a runner and I think there's other things that go into that, but I think that was the equation that this guy was saying was like an equation. Now, again, everyone's different, but 30 pounds is big mm-hmm. in a year. Come on.
Especially specifically 30 pounds of fat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're a different person. Yeah.
Completely different person.
Yeah. That's when people start recognizing being like, whoa, like dude, something changed. And you're like, dude, it's Orange Theory. Come with me. Get a free class, blah, blah, blah. Anyways.
Promo.
My last thing is don't be so focused on your next goal either. And take time to appreciate where you got to in Trace Race Challenge. Because I've spent way too many times where I didn't appreciate how close I had gotten to my goals or how much I had crushed my goals just because I was looking for the next thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So take time to be present and appreciate what you did do.
Dude, give yourself that humble brag on social media. I finished a TC.
Period.
Doesn't matter how you finished, you finished.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's a lot of people who wouldn't even sign up for it because correct. They're like, yeah. There's a fear of committing to something and mm-hmm. then maybe not reaching your goal, right? They're afraid of failure.
Yes.
Yeah. At least you paid the $35 and got all the benefits and the free information and the party. Yeah. I heard the party's a lot of fun. I'm very excited about it.
All right. So yeah. So moving into the next 8 weeks and the next 8 weeks and the next 8 weeks, take these tips as you guys move through the rest of your journey. And again, we appreciate y'all listening. Allie, Becca, Matt, signing off. Thank you guys. Talk to you next time.